This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Monday, April 27th, brought to you by Curious Plot. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nelly. Well, the Farm Bill is before the House Rules Committee this afternoon, and with it, an amendment to allow year-round sales of E15. Jeff Cooper with the Renewable Fuels Association says there's a process that would allow energy policy to be in the Farm Bill.
Well, there are situations and authorities that Rules Committee has and House leadership has in situations like this, and it would require a waiver from Speaker Johnson to allow this amendment onto the Farm Bill. We believe that he is positioned to issue that waiver. We also know that Chairman Thompson, House Ag Committee Chair, and also the Chair of the Energy and Commerce Committee have all agreed to letting the E15 amendment go through this process and be part of the Farm Bill if the amendment is accepted.
Cooper says the Rules Committee is only the first step to approval.
The Rules Committee has to find that the amendment was made in order and is appropriate for consideration as part of the Farm Bill, and then the House floor is going to hold a vote on any amendments that are let through that first gate. That's kind of step two in the process, and then of course step three is there'll be a vote on the final Farm Bill as amended. So we're still a long way from the finish line. We got three pretty big procedural hurdles to get past, but again, we feel like we're in as good a position to do that as ever.
Cooper says approval of E15 legislation has been most difficult to accomplish.
The challenge has really been twofold. It's been, again, procedurally and finding the right legislative vehicle to move that language. And then, yeah, there's been some pushback and some opposition to some of the small refinery reform provisions that are in there. Again, I feel like we've overcome that. I feel like we would have the votes we need. But there are certainly some, especially on the Republican side of the aisle, that are fairly dug in opposition to those small refinery reform provisions.
Emily Score with Growth Energy says the challenge to E15 has never been about the sale of the higher ethanol blend.
I've yet to find a legislator who doesn't support year-round E15. It's the fact that they're able to couple this with SRE reform in order to get the votes. And so what's frustrating is a lot of the challenge is you've got large, mid, small refiners. We are hard pressed to find a compromise that makes everybody happy. And so a lot of the consternation is on that side of the equation. And we haven't been we don't really have a strong opinion. Our opinion is we can't have exemptions come out of the volumes and compromise the volumes to a point where we're not moving forward in terms of our renewable fuel use.
From her perspective, Score doesn't think refiners have a viable reason to stand in the way of the proposal becoming law.
Well, it truly is. It's a handful of refiners who have the ears of key legislators who are in ability to hold things up, saying, if I've got to comply with the RFS and I have to blend ethanol, it's going to cost me economic hardship. And we all know that that's a total fallacy. We've known that for some time. They simply have the ear of legislators. And so we've got to get enough support from others to override that.
The E15 language is budget neutral, but Score says affirmation of the rule would fuel retailer growth and availability for consumers.
It's the clarity and the certainty for a fuel retailer that I don't have to wait for the government to give me a waiver in the spring allowing me to sell this fuel in the summer. And we know that as these businesses are building out their footprint and they're making plans for multiple years, what am I going to build out in terms of a new fuel retail location? They need that certainty. And so we do truly believe that when we have this certainty that we know this fuel is going to be sold year round and you don't need anything more from the government, that will really unleash E15 in the way that we haven't seen before. And at the end of the day, that translates into corn grind and greater prosperity for our farm partners.
Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Curious Plot. Curious Plot is a full-service marketing, communications, and consulting agency driven to find what's next for food and agriculture clients. Curious Plot, formerly known as FLM Harvest. Learn more at curiousplot.agency. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nelly.